It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Day out here in the Gulf Coast. It is so wonderful to be here with you. Welcome to Pep Talk. I am Jenna, and I am in studio today with Tammy Ward, who is the Communications Director of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. I'm not really a dancer, but I'm a seat dancer. So whenever that music comes on, it's like, ooh.
It makes you happy.
You up.
Yes. A little bit of Billy Joel in the morning just definitely feels good.
Exactly.
For sure. So how are you today?
And
I know I just want to jump into it because time just goes by.
Right.
So fast. So
exactly.
I know you have a lot of information for us this week.
Well, first I want to tell everybody about our Torch Awards. We actually are in our 16th year of doing that, and we recognize businesses and charities for the ethical way that they conduct their business on a regular basis. And so if you go to bbb.org/NWFL, so Northwest Florida, and you go up to that little menu on the right-hand side and you click it and go all the way to the bottom, you can actually click on the application information. You can nominate yourself. A business can nominate themselves. That's not a problem. And or you can also nominate a business that you have done business with before and you want to show them that you think that they do things ethically. Our deadline is March the 15th. We did not have recipients last year because of COVID. And we do recognize that some places are still hesitant about having people come in.
Right.
So we do have a few board members that will go out and visit the business and ask them some questions that they will receive beforehand. So this year, what we're doing is we're offering the opportunity for the businesses to either have us come in person, or we can do the interview via Zoom. It's on the application where they check which one that they prefer, and then we will get up with them after the deadline, which is the March the 15th. The other section that we have is a scholarship program, and we award $1,000 scholarships to juniors and seniors who fill out our application. And that is also, you can find on the same website that I just gave you. So bbb.org/NWFL, and go down to that Torch Awards from the menu. Now, we separate our geographical area because we have 14 counties. So we don't want everybody to be in that same pool. So we actually have three different districts. And so our District 1 consists of Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. So the high schools that are in those two counties will be the ones that are affected on this scholarship information. And last year, we did realize that not all students are bound for a college or university. So any student, college, university, or a trade school or a vocational school, they can all apply. And all of the deadline is March the 15th.
Okay. So when, let's talk about that real quick. So when somebody wants to nominate a person, do they just
Correct.
Go directly to that website? You said bbb.org/NWFL. Okay.
And there's a menu section, you know, the little lines up on the right-hand corner. If they click that once and they go all the way to the bottom, it says 2021 Torch Award, BBB Torch Award Program.
Okay.
They click there and that will take them to the website that has all the information. You can see the past recipients, of which Cat Country and News Radio was one of the recipients in 2019.
Awesome.
So congratulations,
woo-hoo,
everybody. And then they also can find the scholarship information from there.
Okay, excellent. So, I mean, it's right in a one-stop shop.
Correct.
So, and if you're thinking of anybody that you know, especially in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, which is the District 1 area.
Correct.
And you're listening right now because that's where we reach and we love y'all. And you want to nominate one of your favorite businesses that exceeds excellence and is a part of the Better Business Bureau as well.
They do not have to be accredited with us.
Oh, okay.
They do not.
Well, and so, I mean, and the good ones really are, I have to say. And it does help you make those decisions when you're picking things out. Or you're trying to decide who you want to go with, whether it's for fencing or even for a restaurant to go eat at, you know? So it makes it a lot easier to have that piece, I guess.
Right.
But
yeah, they can be accredited, but they don't have to be accredited with us. And so the the application is actually interactive, so they can download it on their computer and fill it out right on their computer, save it, and then they can actually email it to us, and so they don't have to mail it in.
Okay.
But if they want to print it out and fill it out, then they can mail it in. So the mail-in ballots need to be postmarked by March the 15th, mm-hmm. or we need to receive that electronically by March the 15th. And if they have any questions, they can call 850-429-0002.
Okay. And you know what? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're talking with Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau. And she's talking about the scholarships that are available, the Torch Awards, which is super exciting. And hey, if you have a question for us, you can give us a call or text us 437-1620. I'm sure Tammy can answer those questions for you about the Better Business or the BBB. I like to say it's a little bit more fun. So make sure you reach out to us. We're here and we're getting them as they come in. So what else do y'all have going on?
I usually update. Yeah, I hear when I come, I usually talk about scams.
Oh, this is fun. So, yeah. Let's get people angry this morning. No, I'm just kidding.
No. We are an information resource,
right.
And we provide this information so that hopefully our consumers out there do not get taken in by the many, many, many scams that are out there. And we've got several that are going on. And it whatever is going on in the country is what the scammers will pick up on. And for the last year, it's been COVID. Mm-hmm. And so the most recent ones are the ones with the vaccines, where you'll get a phone call or, you know, a text message or whatnot. If you have to pay for anything, that's the bottom line. The vaccines are not, you don't pay for those vaccines. And so if you get a phone call where you have to sign up, don't. Just hang up the phone.
Okay.
And you know, even the test, because they were saying that you could pay for the test. And there's also grants that you can possibly receive.
Okay.
I actually had a person on Facebook that friended me, and I didn't think I already had her as a friend. And as soon as I accepted her, what happened? They started sending me an instant message that says, "Hey, have you heard about this $100,000 grant that you can get? I received it, and you know, blah, blah, blah." And I happened to look at my friends and found that she was already a friend. And so they had basically cloned her account, and they were able to, send me an instant message after I accepted them. And what I ended up doing, which I want everybody to understand, your security settings are one of the major things that you have to keep track of. I went and made sure, after I deleted them and reported them, of course, I went and made sure that no one, not even my friends, could see my friends list. Because if you happen to be one that happened to me, and I accepted them before I went to see if they were already my friend, if your friends can see your friends list, they could click on every friend that I had and send them an instant message and tell them that I sent them to them. So you want to have it so secure that not even your friends get to see your friends list.
Okay, tighten up your security for
Correct.
Sure.
And keep checking it on a regular basis, because the algorithms change on social media and they may take it off and you may not know it. So go on a regular basis and check all of your settings, your security settings, to make sure that they're as strong as possible.
Okay. And that's with Facebook. Is Facebook kind of like where people...
I use Facebook more than Instagram,
okay.
But I would check the Instagram as well. Twitter, you never know. I mean, anything that you have social media out there, because I'm not hip on
you're
the most,
great.
You know, the TikTok and whatnot, unfortunately, or fortunately, I haven't figured out if that's a good thing or not. But any social media that you have where you actually have people that you have friends and that you can tie them with, make sure that the security settings are so that you don't get anybody else getting those unsolicited information.
Okay. So tighten up the security, do that check once in a while, just to go in and see, because you never know too if something could switch, or when you update right on your app or whatever.
Correct.
Something can move over. And then I know people too, they lock themselves out of their Facebooks and then they create new accounts over and over again as well. So for me, I tend to try to you know, change my password every once in a while.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I have that new password, I put it in a secure spot.
Right.
And
actually I have a notebook now.
Right. And you just save it and you put it into your, you know, lock box or whatever. And then if you blank one day, because it just happens, you know, you can go back and double check. We definitely want to keep everybody safe. And I love that y'all do that and are able to help people out. So they're not, you know, wondering, okay, what is this person trying to sell me?
And when you change passwords, make sure that your password isn't the same on every account that you have.
That's a good tip.
Because if your identity is stolen or if your information is in the dark web and there is a password associated with one of your accounts, there's a possibility that they could go into other of your accounts. And if you've got that same password, then they have access to those other accounts too. So I know that it's quote unquote pain because right. You have to remember, but write those down in a secure place, but don't have one password for all of your accounts.
Good stuff. All right, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tammy.
Pensacola is an amazing destination enjoyed by millions of people every year. High Point Hotel Corporation is proud to offer area visitors a place they can call home in Pensacola. Whether you're looking for a downtown property with space to work and play, a place to rest your head before your morning flight, or a large suite for an extended stay, High Point Hotel Corporation has a place for you in Pensacola. Visit us today at the Courtyard or Resident Inn by Marriott in downtown Pensacola, or the Hampton Inn, Homewood Suites, Hilton Garden Inn, or the new Residence Inn near the Pensacola Airport.
I'm Roz Leahy, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic organization. Since 2004, Impact 100 has awarded 120 transformative grants totaling $12.8 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Ladies, if you are interested in becoming part of our community-focused organization, join us at one of our upcoming Meet and Mingle membership events. For details on these events, visit impact100pensacola.org.
Get ready, Pensacola, for a new show on the Pensacola Expert Panel that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this morning at 10 for the Chamber Connection to find out about upcoming Chamber events, our different programs, as well as what's going on in the local business community. This morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Fox News every 30 minutes, 24/7.
Another spike up in coronavirus deaths.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
Nearly 4,000 reported yesterday, now bringing the total number of deaths in the U.S. to over 450,000.
Only 50% of Americans plan to get vaccinated as soon as it's their turn, with 19% preferring to wait, and 24% unlikely to get vaccinated at all.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Better Business Bureau, a little dance party happening on a Monday morning, which feels good. That's the way we need to start our Monday.
The chair dance. That's what I call it.
The chair dance. And Tammy helping us protect ourselves from getting scammed. And you know what? Maybe you're listening, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And maybe you're not that tech savvy. And you're just like, keep wondering, like, how am I going to protect myself? Or, you know, I get these text messages and is it in fact true? Is it in fact going to lead me to the correct people to either get my vaccine?
Correct.
Or the car warranty. Let's just not talk about that. Anyways.
Don't answer your phone if you don't recognize the number. That's the easiest way to say that. But
go.
I can understand when you're talking about the text messages, because I had a friend actually text message me last week and say, hey, and she sent me a text that she received. And she said, my husband actually said, go ahead and send it to you because we think it's a scam. It was actually from a local hospital and they were texting them with a URL to sign up to receive their vaccine. And so they call us, which is great because we can do that research for you. You don't want to go to a URL that you might have malware downloaded, especially when you're on your cell phone. Because let's face it, even though I tell everybody your cell phone is a computer, if it's a smartphone and you need to have the virus protection on it as strong as you do your laptop or your desktop, many people don't. So she sent it to me and I forwarded it to that hospital's public relations department. And I said, I just wanted to make sure, who I am, where I'm calling from or sending the email from. Can you please let us know if this is legitimate or not? That person wanted to confirm. And so I heard back from them a little bit later. They were actually doing that. They were actually sending it out. So it might not always be a scam,
write it off.
But contact us. We can let you know. If we don't know, we're not going to say yes or no. We will do that research and find out so that you know for sure. And it was actually a URL that sent them to all of the sites in one particular area of our listening area, and they could sign up from there.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you know what? We have a text just coming in. This is Earl from Gulf Breeze, and he asks, is there a software that I can put on my grandparents' computer to help them avoid getting scammed?
The virus protections are out there. The major ones are out there. So, it's not one particular one. I can't say one over another.
Okay.
But, look up the ones that are available and see which ones will give you the protection that you need. And then just have that and make sure that they don't give access to anybody, because that's another thing that happens with several people that are not that tech savvy. They'll get a phone call and that person will say, hey, I need access to your, I'm from Microsoft or I'm from so-and-so. And, you've got a virus on your computer. Please give us access so I can take it off. And people do it. They turn their computers on and they give them access. Mm-hmm. So one of the things is to just educate anybody that you are, responsible for or that you think may be vulnerable to this.
That's true.
Besides the virus protection, because there's several things, just have them be careful when they go to a certain website. Our social media has so many advertisements on it. And let's face it, it's advertisements that they sell. So they're not going to be 100% checking to make sure that those ads are going to be legitimate. So you may be going to a URL that is one letter or one number off from where you think you're going because you click on the social media, and you may be going to a scammer's website.
Okay.
So you can mouse over that ad, mm-hmm. and you can check the URL and then put the URL in yourself into the website into the URL and do it yourself. And that way, you know that you're going to the actual site, because most of the ads will tell you that, the company name.
Right.
And so you can do that yourself. You don't have to click on it from the actual ad that's on the social media.
That is a tip. You just taught me something. That's really important. And also just from my own two cents as well, if there is somebody in your life, maybe they're at home a lot, they get phone calls through if they still have a landline or a cell phone, and they might be a little bit more prone to getting scammed, maybe just tell them or write it down. Like I remember just my father-in-law having a notepad by his phone, just writing down messages. Maybe do that. Have a notepad with the Better Business Bureau's number on it to call and just be able to double check. Is this legit?
Correct.
Or just tell them, wait a little while before you just say yes to somebody. Call me. If it's something actually legitimate and they're trying to help you, they won't mind.
Right.
If it's something
that they need right away, that they need you to send money, they need you to get a gift card, they need you to do something right away, it's more than likely not legitimate. The IRS is never going to call you and say, you know, you owe us money and you need to buy a gift card. I did have a lady call into a show and tell me that she told that person, you'll not call me, when she got the phone call. That scammer came right back and said, well, we sent you something in the mail, and because you didn't respond to us, that's why we're calling you now. So they train these scammers to come back with, you know, things very quickly. But speaking of IRS, file your taxes early. Do not wait. There is so much out there now that somebody may file on your behalf, and you don't want to find out when you file and it's rejected.
Yes, right. Don't put off till tomorrow what can be done or started. I know it takes a lot of work. It's a headache. I'm not going to lie. We don't all look forward to it, right?
Correct.
But like Tammy said, it can protect you in the long run, so don't wait. We have a little bit more for you. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
Beachcombing, making cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Jewelry is a great idea for Valentine's Day because nothing makes you feel more special than a piece of jewelry that will last a lifetime.
Shine and dine them this Valentine's Day with Beret Jewelers. Spend $1.99 or more and receive a dozen roses. Spend $4.99 or more and receive a dozen roses and a $50 gift card at Bonefish Grill. Now through February 13th.
Love is in the air this Valentine's Day from Beret Jewelers.
I buy her jewelry at Beret. She loves me.
Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in this morning at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's this morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
AM 1620 on Pep Talk. We've been hanging out for a little while with Tammy Ward of the Better Business Bureau. And Tammy, before we go today, I want to give people an opportunity just to get another little nutshell of what we've gone over. The website, phone number, how we can reach you guys.
If you want to look up a business, just look and see before you go to them or do business with them. All you have to do is go to www.bbb.org, put in the name of the company and the town, and then we should have something on them. If we end up not having something on them or you can't find them, call us at 429-0002 and we will get something on them. But we have over 24,000 profiles on our website of businesses in our area. So more than likely, we will have something. You can check to see if there's been any complaints against them, any reviews, that kind of thing. And then, of course, with the Torch Awards, it's bbb.org/NWFL. And again, any questions that you have, we're available 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday, and 9 to 12 on Friday. And that's 429-0002.
Okay, that's awesome. So be sure to check out the website, bbb.org/NWFL. Again, look it up. If you are trying to hire a new business, go and look online, look for that accreditation, because it does give you a little bit more ease in your mind. If you have questions or you want to write down that phone number for your family member or friend at home, it's 429-0002. And again, get online and nominate one of your favorite businesses, one of your favorite kiddos that's in high school. Like yes. you said, give them that opportunity.
Those juniors and seniors that are out there, that scholarship information is on the website as well. You can download everything that you need, and the deadline is March the 15th.
Again, you guys are in the business of putting people's mind at ease, and even high schoolers, those juniors and seniors that are getting ready to apply for college and step out into the big, scary world, what better way than to nominate them for
something like this? And don't forget, we're also doing technical and vocational schools as well.
That's right.
So not just college and universities, because we recognize that not all students are bound for a college or university.
It's
so
true.
If you're wanting to go to a trade or vocational school, go ahead and apply for one of those scholarships.
That is so, so important. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us again
today.
Thank
you for having me.
It's always a pleasure, always an honor. Again, check out bbb.org/Northwest Florida. Their number is 429-0002. And Tammy, we will see you next month.
Exactly. I'll be right here.